welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Friday's with Sandy Williams. Man, it's always good to have you, Sandy. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. CJ, what's going on?
Thank you, Earl and Sandy, for taking my call. Let's just talk facts. 239,000 in May. Illegal, undocumented aliens at the border. Yep, and these are facts. And you say that we want to, that we're based on fear. It's facts. If you were a border town, and they are, they're struggling to deal with this. And now every city, every state's a border town because they're shipping them in the middle of the night.
And just because I know you're
the facts
so
are. Earl,
CJ, wait a minute. Wait, just, wait a minute. I just
have
a question. CJ, just a question because I want to help the listeners. I know you're very interested and worried about the border towns in Texas and along the border. Can you name five border towns? Can you name five of them just so we can? I want to be able to project and understand what's going on. Can you list five?
I can prove that you don't, Sandy.
No. Can you list? Just I want you to list because you're very worried about border towns. Which five border towns are you most concerned about?
Every border town.
See, we don't have a list, do we? No, we don't have a list because this is a talking. Wait, CJ. Wait. This is. I'm trying to be fair with you. Well, just a minute. I'm trying to be fair with you, but to talk about border towns.
CJ,
stop. Hold on. Just to talk about border towns without understanding what the border towns are or understanding anything about them is a demonstration that what you're dealing with here is a fearful-based talking point and not a fact-based problem.
Oh, come on, Sandy.
I'm talking,
well,
yeah, come
the
on.
Mayors, even Democrat representatives are crying out for the – who's in charge of – securing the border, Sandy. Right, exactly. The federal government. Mayorkas sat there and said we've got 50 terrorists that came in that they caught.
Now wait. The terrorists, this terrorist thing is, you know, I sat on a plane and listened to a very nice fellow, smart
do
guy.
Do you believe Mayorkas? Do you believe Mayorkas? The secretary.
Well, of course, people have come across the border. Do you know how long our borders are? How many miles of border we have?
Come on, Sandy. They aren't protecting it. It's an open border.
We don't have. You think the border from Mexico is an open border? You know, Do we have an open border with Canada?
Oh my gosh!
Do we have an open border with Canada?
It's more secure than it is the southern border.
Oh gosh, no, it isn't. Have you ever been to the border? Have you ever been to the boundary waters? Have you been to the boundary waters and canoed? You can take a canoe.
You know what we're paying in fines to contractors per day to not finish the wall? $3 million per day.
Okay,
these are talking points.
These are definite talking points.
Yeah.
Well, here, CJ. Let's get back to border security, though, because Canada's. How long is Canada's border with the United States? Do you know how many miles it is?
I don't care, Sandy.
Well, if you were a terrorist,
miles, they're not guarding
wait,
it.
If,
they're
if
not
you were, if you were a willful terrorist,
Republicans believe,
please. Oh,
you know,
my
I want
goodness.
To say what Republicans believe. Republicans believe in legal immigration. Yes, we need people, but we want them to come in lawfully. You don't. You don't care.
I think I do care, CJ. But CJ, wait. Just wait.
CJ, we can just cut you off. Right?
CJ, just
and have a conversation without you.
Yeah. So
just chill.
So CJ, if you were a terrorist, and you were willfully inclined to get into the United States in order to commit terror, do you think you would come in through the Mexican border or the Canadian border?
It doesn't matter.
Oh no, it definitely does matter. The Canadian border is what, almost 3,000 miles long.
Said they captured 50. You can deflect on all these so-called figures or whatever, but the city of Janesville is coming across every month, and your party does not care. You're going to.
What do you mean the city of Janesville?
He means the population of the city of Janesville. But you know, I think to say it doesn't care is reciting something that isn't factually based.
Do you admit Mayorkas said we're paying $3 million a day in fines?
Again, talking points.
Well, we might, but maybe million. That's because the border wall isn't a good idea.
CJ, let me say this to you, man. Do you think that we've got plenty terrorists in our own country? Aren't we faced with
different kinds?
Wait a minute, CJ. We just had a young man slaughter 7 people and wound, I don't know how many others, 24. He didn't come from the border. And all of the others who have done the things that they're doing, they didn't come from the border. So you and others are alarming people that these people are coming from the border and they're going to get you. The boogeyman's going to get you. The terrorists, what are the people inside of this country that are causing the mayhem and havoc, CJ? I don't hear you say one mumbling word about that.
CJ,
you're only worried about the 7, Earl? You're only worried about the 7 people in the mass shooting, but how many others were shot?
CJ, but you know what I said? Those people are in this country. They're not foreigners. Wherever they are, whether they're in the city of Milwaukee or where you live, they're from this nation. And yet,
you do not believe in legal immigration. You just want to deflect on the length of the border and name 5 towns. It doesn't matter. You've got Democrat representatives all along the southern states that are crying out for the federal government to do their job. And you refuse to even admit that the city of Janesville, that's Mayorkas, that's Homeland Security numbers, it's not me making it up, 239,000 in May. We don't know what June numbers are yet, but I bet you it didn't go down under your presence.
So let me ask you. So 239,000 came across the border. Is that what you're saying?
That they caught.
Okay. So wait.
They caught 239. So they
that's working.
They didn't actually get across the border, did they?
into our city, Sandy. You can laugh and make fun of it.
Well, you're laughing.
We're running our schools, the infrastructure. There's legal immigration, and you guys don't believe in it. You want to laugh at it. Isn't that beautiful?
No, I'm kind of laughing at you because...
Yeah, well, it's all facts, Earl. You can laugh, but they're facts from your own party and administration. Those are their facts, not mine. So go ahead and laugh.
Well, again,
Someone in your audience heard it.
Listen, man. Who's going to work the jobs? Who's going to work the jobs in this country? 327,000 more new jobs created. Who's going to work the jobs?
Oh, wow, Sam. So there's a legal way. So is there a legal way or an illegal way?
The legal way has not been. We'll just cut you off, man. You don't have to out-talk you.
Yeah, I'm sure you
know.
Will.
Yeah, you know, unlike conservative shows, you would have been gone after 2 minutes. Okay, understand that. No, you're always talking about facts, man. Just because you call them facts don't mean that they're facts.
Well, let's even concede to you facts. You know, those might be numbers that are in fact are facts, but they don't necessarily reflect the conclusions that you reach from them, CJ. So, you know, we have a substantial number. No, just stop. We have a substantial number of people who cross the Mexican border illegally. There's no doubt about that. The question is, What is the answer to that? What is the response to that? There were a substantial number of people crossing the border illegally when Trump was president. He just talked about
how
it.
How many,
all the
Earl?
Time.
How many, Sandy? 30,000. 30,000.
During his entire presidency? I doubt that.
Per month.
Okay.
Per month.
All right.
30,000.
So that's 360,000 a year, incidentally, and so that's
okay,
a substantial
that's
number.
Almost 1 month.
And
of this president.
And so what we've got is definitely an issue at the border that relates to
that we've always had.
Yes, that we've always had, and we've got a border control issue that both parties have worked with and tried. There have been serious efforts to get bipartisan votes in the legislature to deal. What's funny about that? I'm being serious now, CJ.
Because they aren't working. They want a comprehensive thing. 3 million per day times 365 days a year.
Wait, 3 million? Wait, how did we get to 3 million a day?
3 million in fines per day. Mayorkas said they're paying 3 million to contractors,
I think,
not to complete the wall.
Okay.
He's still stuck on this wall.
All right.
Thank you very much for the call.
Okay.
Thank you very much for the call.
Yeah. Wow.
But Sandy, that's the other side of this.
Well, I mean, people do feel this way. I